for the tide it binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I still miss
yo, everybody. It's
at my door, the leaves
me, my friends and expert. It's Dakota Price here at Mutiny Radio, just doing the thing. We're going to start rocking the block from I want to start doing like from 4 to 6. But, you know, today it's going to be from 5 till almost 6. Because after we do this, we're going to roll on and do a joke workshop here at Mutiny. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, I got my guest expert today with me, Spencer Devine!
Woo! Yeah! Oh, it's crazy!
Oh, my God!
We're a live studio audience, and we're all equally amazed!
Oh, my God!
Ooh, I sure hope he is an expert on something and wasn't just invited randomly.
Oh, man.
Calm down, everyone.
This is going to be great. I'm so glad to have you on, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you are the second person I've had on the show here from San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had Neuer, Mark Neuer, as my first guest.
So I'm second to Mark Neuer?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
Wow.
Anyway.
Hurts.
What are you snacking on? Did you bring snacks?
No. Like an Advil.
nothing fun, dude. Just pharmaceuticals. You know, like...
My fucking back hurts.
I like to pop a little pills when I'm achy, you know, because I'm a party dude.
Yeah, dude. I go fucking hard in the pain. No,
I hope there's not pain in this. It says ibuprofen, but you never know nowadays.
So... Do you ever have teeth pain, like tooth pain? Mm-hmm. So I found out that you can take ibuprofen and Tylenol at the same time. You can take them together.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do it a lot, but you can because one's processed through the liver and the other one's processed through your kidneys. And
that's very nice of them.
Yeah, whenever I get tooth pain, you'll see me taking 2 Tylenol and 2 ibuprofen every 4 to 6 hours. On the dot.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You can also, like, wish some tequila in your mouth.
Mm. No.
Maybe, or, you know, liquor of choice.
None. Liquor. Lick her.
eating vagina will not cure your tooth pain. We do not want to recommend that to anyone who's listening. That is a false science fact.
I was about to tell a really bad story. I forgot my grandma might be listening. So this one time, right, I was with this chick.
Wait. You said I was just about to, and now you're in it.
I know.
Holy shit. That's like you. Oh, man, we're not going to miss that. Oh, we missed the turn. Okay, we're on the highway. Here we go.
Dude, that's why, you know, you just gotta strap in on this podcast.
There's no slowing down, dude. We missed the turn.
Go.
We got to drive to the next exit.
Yeah, that's there's a lot going on here.
But this one time.
Yeah. So, you know, you're an expert on one thing I would like to say is the improvisational, the arts, the dark arts of improv.
Ow.
Oh, shit. That right there.
Yeah, and that wasn't planned. That was just me hurting myself. It's stuff like that really shows you the craft. Like, did he mean to hurt himself? No.
Commitment. That's what that is.
I don't know. Yeah. I run a improv jam, but I don't know. I've done some classes and stuff. I did a lot of theater for a long time. So those kind of go hand in hand. People go one way or the other from theater into improv or stand up. But a lot of stand-up people are, like, just regular people, though. not
stand-up
like,
people
not like
are regular
nerds.
People.
Yeah, it's.
Are you sure?
They're getting more regular, and
oh,
it's
like
weird.
All the techies and. The
well, it's just like yeah, you're just like you're just a person.
You have a day job, and
you're
like,
not emotionally yeah. unstable. Why are you here?
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
It's like it's kind of the difference of like people who don't need comedy, and I don't mean to be like super cruel about it, and I think everyone should do comedy, but some people don't need it.
Yeah,
some
like,
people need it.
If I wasn't doing this, I would probably go absolutely insane.
Therapy. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't doing any kind of comedy, because that's improv and stand up. I would feel all fit in the comedy umbrella.
And how old were you when you got into stand up and comedy? Like, and like, well,
I mean, I was a kid. I was a kid getting listening to stand up and stuff, but also, I think I've told you before, there was like book raffles and stuff, and I got like the joke book raffle.
Yeah.
Like that's what I was trying. From even a young age, I knew, I don't know, I was getting other people's jokes, at least. 101 skeleton or 101 picnic jokes.
Yeah. I read those too. I used to get them at the book fairs.
But then I did a bunch of theater all through high school and stuff.
Yeah,
and once you're in, I went to a junior college. But once you're there, it's like theater's a lot more of a thing, because you're not already going to school, and like when I was doing theater in school, it's like you're already going there, so it's super convenient. But then once I was going to like college classes, I started doing a little bit of stand up. I feel like it transitioned from being a loud dude.
Yeah. So what, if you don't mind me prying for a minute, how old were you when you were like, I mean, not how old were you? Fucking what year was like your freshman year of high school? I'm calling you out right now.
It probably started. I graduated in 2007, licensed to thrill, was the tagline for my graduating year.
Oh, shit. Because
it's 007, yeah. You know? But it couldn't say licensed to kill, because that doesn't go hand in hand with a high school.
Especially, you know, with all those.
They wouldn't be into that.
It would in Texas. It'd fly right in
so
Texas.
So 7665554. So 2003 to 2004.
Wow. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like.
And then I went to 2 years of junior college, and they transferred to SF State as a junior, and I was in freshman dorms, and it was weird.
Yeah. Did you not like college? I did, because I had a really hard time adjusting in college, and it really ultimately led to me having a nervous breakdown and leaving. Mm. Because I was a theater kid all the way through high school. Before, like, high school, like middle school and elementary, I was bullied and picked on. But when I got to high school, I had like a cool theater teacher and history teacher that were like,
sure. They
treated me like a real person. They're like, hey, dude, you're really smart. And if you just like do that, you can get away with more, basically, you know, like. And so I started doing theater and like all the scholastic stuff in high school. And that's where I really found like how to make friends and how to do literally anything. And then I was really into theater, and I was really into scholastic events. And then when I went to college for theater, the environment was so different. And like,
were you a theater major?
I was a theater major.
Oh,
I had a deal. I had to, dude. Here's the craziest thing: I had to audition to even get into the school of theater.
Yeah.
I went to a four out of high school. I went straight to a 4-year university. Stephen F. Austin, and it has one of the best theater programs in the United States, because the.
Well, I went to. I was a journalism major with a minor in humanities, because my grandparents, my mother's parents, who have both passed by now, but they were helping with tuition, and essentially wouldn't unless if I was majoring in theater. They're like, you can do theater, but major in something else.
Did you do the FAFSA or Pell Grant, all that stuff, or federal financial aid?
Yeah, I applied for it. My brother had already gone to college
before me, he went to San Jose State. They were already paying for one college, and then they're like, oh, and a couple years later, we can pay for another kid to go to college. That's super fun. That's why I went to MPC, Monterey Peninsula College, junior college for 2 years.
Dope.
Just to do my general education and shit, and I could still live at home. It was cool.
What I really should have done is went to a 2-year college and then to a 4-year college.
That's the, yeah.
But, so, in small town Texas, our guidance counselors for the high school, they were pushed to get students to go straight to 4-year universities because the more people that they got signed to 4-year universities, the more money the school got yeah. for all kinds of stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say, in Texas, our guidance counselor was a rattlesnake and a gun.
A rattlesnake, yeah.
Coiled around a gun.
And just shot you with, like, information.
Get a job. Okay.
Yeah. No vaccinations.
That snake has so many opinions.
You know what's really funny? Like, no matter how down south backwoods, like, I lived, like, you know, like I did live in, like, deep southeast Texas. No matter how, like, deep south I lived, my school required you to be vaccinated to go there. So, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
cool.
for them.
Yeah. Anyway. what I was saying was, so they were, like, this teacher, the guidance counselors were, like, basically, like, conning students into going to 4-year universities, like taking loans out and shit.
Mm.
So the school would get more money.
Mm.
And you had people like me that I applied for so many, like, what are those fucking things? The things that they give you. Scholarships. I applied for scholarships.
it's going to be like,
I applied
surfboard.
I applied for a total of like 130 of them, something
wow,
like that.
Wow, that's a lot.
I got one or two. Like, and it was barely like $4,000 or
$5,000. Like, Mr. Price, you are not a Native American.
I am.
Are you?
Craziest part. Yeah, that's the craziest part. I didn't even fuck. Anyway, there's all kinds of. My financial aid fucked me to the point to where I had to just like my only option to go to college was take out loans, and guidance counselor was like, yeah, no problem. Even got my parents to sign off on some shit, and they like signed off on some loans for me.
Yeah, no, my parents knew I wasn't going straight to a 4-year. I don't think.
Yeah, this is a fun tangent. This is what we're saying is college sucks.
You were talking about fitting. Well, I never said college sucked. We didn't get there. I mean, high school was a lot easier because it's just like the theater people. You know, so you just hung out with the theater people in the theater. And exactly. The going to be a theater major in a college is a lot different because they're like, you, it's a lot more serious.
It's elitist as fuck.
And then rehearsals, I realized, would be week long. And that was a big deal, a big turning point where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do theater. I'm going to do fucking improv because it's a lot shorter. And they don't.
Yeah.
Like I can rehearse. I can come to the improv club, which is I when I went to college first, I was a junior in freshman dorms, and that was at first cool. It was chill, and then it was kind of weird. I don't know, just because I was older and people were younger, and I was just like, you guys are idiots. Yeah. Even though they were just like 2 years younger, I'm like, you're baby children. And then I found Improv Nation, which was the improv club at SF State, because they always were in the quad wearing like gorilla suits and banana suits and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, they did a bunch of cool tabling stuff, kind of like,
dude, they dressed up like gorillas and fucking poked each other in the ass, like,
well,
so,
not
such
not,
cool
not
guys.
Like that. That was like, that was different times. those were mostly my friends were all
hand me some of that candy.
Improv Nation people.
Hand me some of that candy.
Oh yeah, what candy do you want? Then you gotta say it out loud. This is the radio.
The sour, the ones that fucking.
Okay, that's
the,
both
yeah.
of them. Which one?
The blue one.
The blue one?
I don't know what it is. The ones that are shaped like fucking planets and spaceships
God
and shit.
Damn it.
So, trolley.
This whole gummy exchange is bullshit.
Look at this.
Okay. The screen went out.
Sour gummy creations Martian mix. Oh, you can stack them. They're built to stack.
Why? Okay.
That's fun. Over 200
Get diabetes faster.
Stack your
Not fast enough.
Speaking
stack
of stacking,
em.
Do you remember those stack cup kids?
What?
Do you remember stack cups?
No, what is that?
Professional cup stacking?
Oh, yeah. Like stacking cups. I thought you were talking like a specific thing. But like, yeah, I get when people stack cups in the pyramids and stuff. They still do that.
They still do that. That's still a thing.
Oh yeah, there's like fucking competitions, dude.
Dude,
I
thought
serious.
That was gone, man.
If they can have like,
it's probably the same place that they do baby. My mouth started watering.
So obviously, eat the snack. Don't finish the thought. No. So if they can have professional Sudoku competitions, they can have any competitions. But yeah, you still see people doing it on social media and stuff too. Just
I'm not stacking no cup.
I mean, yeah, you're not good. There's a lot of stuff you're not doing. I'm not doing the cup stacking thing because I haven't.
I tried. I'm not even gonna lie. I tried.
Yeah. But it just ended up being like I can make a pyramid. Eventually,
man, what was up with that whole like era, like 2009, 2013? What was up with us with cups? We had Anna Kendrick doing the cup song, and then we had the cup stacking.
Okay, you keep going. You got any more cup things? From that 4-year
pimp
period,
pimp cups were big.
Okay, any more?
Pimp cups were really
more
big.
Any more cup things that came out in 2009 to 2013? The very specific time period you laid out. I don't think they made pop cups yet. I think that's new. I wish I could give it to you, but I can't. It's like a 2010.
You remember those cups that had the straw built into them?
What? Like, you mean like this?
No. It was like it'd be like a plastic cup for fucking like milk, you know, chocolate milk.
Okay.
And you know, it'd have a plastic like straws coming up the side of it, right? It'd be like an open top cup.
Like a baby cup?
Nah, man. It'd be like meant for like a child, but.
Sure, but with like, it's like the idea of a sippy cup, but with a straw instead of a sippy.
Yes.
Yeah, like a sippy straw.
So do you know the bowls that have the straws built into them for like to drink the milk from out of your cereal?
I'm sure that they make that. Yeah,
that's the thing. I was just talking about the same thing. So we were all
about a cup.
You remember that ketchup? The term that was purple.
What? I'm just gonna say no, and then I'm gonna see what else you want me to remember. Because I don't know
remember
that.
Remember the Cheetos that came in the tube that would make your tongue turn green?
Why? Were they green or were they
They were regular
Cheeto colored,
but like when you ate them, it'd make your tongue turn green.
What the fuck did they make those for?
I don't know, but they were cool.
I guess.
I can keep going,
There's
bro.
No like flavor addition?
No.
Like, man, it's like Pop Rocks, but at least Pop Rocks does something. Like it's an active effect.
I feel like
color changing tongue with no other change.
The time like you graduated high school was like one of the weirdest times in like American history, in my opinion.
2007. What else happened in 2007? I remember not 9/11. That was way earlier. I mean, did anything good happen in 2007?
Nah, man.
It's only gotten worse, though. I mean, I
just miss when the president was black and our Lambos were blue.
Yeah. What song is that from?
That one where our president's black, our Lambos are blue. I don't where they say that. Over.
Sounds like it comes from a song.
Yeah, it is a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize for not actually being an expert.
No, dude, this has been good. We're learning here. I'm asking you the hard-hitting questions.
I know some stuff. Yeah, no, so I am... I think I agree that college was fine.
Yeah.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. What the problem was, I was not ready for the workload, and I didn't know how to time manage.
Mm.
So going straight from high school to where I was really good at taking a bunch of Adderall and, like, doing all my homework assignments last minute and getting A's on them, you know, I was really good at being, like, mediocre. By that, I mean, I graduated, like, third in my high school class, like,
wow,
barely trying.
All right.
But, like, graduating, like, at the top of your class in Hemphill, Texas is like being the smartest kid that is not that smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The brightest bulb in a box of broken light bulbs.
Yeah, dude. Like,
no, I am.
The level of education and where I was from was not very, you know.
I was a Montessori kid, so.
Yeah.
I've been a nerd for ages.
So, yeah, I graduated really, you know, with honors and stuff from my high school to go to school, but like I was just able to half ass it through school.
Yeah.
And have fun and skip class and go to do all my theater stuff and be edgy in a small fucking town. And when I went to Stephen F. Austin, which was another small town basically,
sure,
but it had a college in it, but a really nice college. And the theater kids there were like, a lot of them didn't have to pay to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, mommy and daddy sent them there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, you went to this super really nice high school and, yeah, you get a full ride, or, you know, or you're our foreign exchange student because you're awesome and you're, you know, like, our foreign exchange program was really dope. I love them. Like, we had a foreign exchange student with, like, the London Playhouse. I think that was what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were dope.
You're like, not to throw a slight at the foreign exchange students.
Nah, dude.
Much love.
Give a shout out to Holly Parnell, Elias, and fucking Johan von Rusenberg. He's from South Africa.
Does Elias not have a last name?
I can't remember his last name. I think it was Thompson. Actually, I think it was Thompson.
Damn. Could you guys find Elias?
Someone find Elias.
We don't know his last name. But
Elias would really...
he's foreign. I know that much.
He was intense because he was like 6'6".
Wow.
And he was just big black dude, really big black dude.
Oh.
And
from where?
From the UK.
Okay.
But I think his family's from like northern Africa.
6'6", ridiculous.
He's big, dude. He's a big dude. And he was an amazing actor, but he would do that really funny thing where, you know, he'd be speaking like with the British accent. And they'd be like, I love it when Americans are like, you know, chilling on the train. They're like, oh, you know, just chilling with my bros, and like switch to this like super like American like bro accent. Like, and I'm like, it hurts my head to watch him just go from that to that. And I'm like, why don't you do that all the time? He's like, it's like, you know.
Because he's like, I'm not an, I don't want to sound like a Chad.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It trips me out. I guess. I got to learn a lot
British
of cool
people. British people don't want to sound like Americans because they already sound like British people.
Yeah.
And that's
fine. Makes sense. I'm stupid.
They got the fancy accent. If I could sound British all the time, I would.
Do you speak any other languages?
Technically. un poco. Para no mucho. I took 4 years of high school Spanish. I retained a little bit of it, but
same.
Can I say that I speak Spanish? No.
No. So I think I'm gonna try and learn Chinese.
But okay.
Listen,
literally the hardest language.
Duh. But
other than English,
I'm not gonna get one of those language apps.
Uh huh. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go hang out in Chinatown.
Okay.
Just a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure, like, all the business I do, like, where I get my shampoo, Chinatown.
Okay.
Where I get my clothes, Chinatown.
Yeah.
All my business interactions will be in Chinatown, so it will force
you know
me.
That they have a whole lifetime of experiences to learn Chinese, though. That'd be like oh, I'm just going to throw this baby into Chinatown. It'll learn just by doing its business. How are you going to buy groceries if you don't speak Chinese? But they'll sell it to you if you don't speak Chinese.
I'm just going to absorb it like I mean,
it's a really glorious dream scenario where you can just learn Chinese through immersion.
You're gonna be mad when I'm hanging out with the triad, fucking doing cool like Chinatown shit.
I'm gonna be mad when you're hanging out with the triad, yeah. Because they're a murderous gang. Is that your whole goal, is to learn Chinese to join the triad? I feel like you should have opened with that.
Have you ever been to another country?
Don't dispense it. Can't just skip and jump past I want to be a member of the triad. If anyone from the triad is listening, he made his bid. And now he's going to lay in it. Hey, get it? Have I been to other countries?
Have you ever been to
Mexico? When I was 18 for like cruise. Well, we went on a cruise and then we went down to Mexico because I graduated. It was like the one time I got a present, like a graduation present, is we went on.
The one time I got a present.
Well, not like a big present. Like, no one ever.
No one loved me.
You know, there's like grand gifts and stuff, and like for special occasions, like big gifts, they're like, oh, it's your sweet 16, here's a car. Or here's the blah, 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 blah. Nothing like that. You know, regular birthday presents and stuff, but nothing big.
Yeah. No.
And so we all went on a cruise, and then we dressed like pirates on the cruise. It was great.
I've never been outside the country.
And then I went to different states and stuff, but nothing outside of the country.
What's your favorite state?
That I've been to?
Yeah.
Or expert just like opinion. In general. Cause,
in general, yeah.
I don't know. Hawaii's pretty cool. I've never been there, but like they got a lot of good stuff going on. Beautiful beaches. Oh, there! I hear that the milk and eggs in Hawaii are very expensive. Like the groceries are expensive. That's how the And then the locals are like, oh, tourists ruin it by raising the fucking price. Because everyone wants the tourists to pay an arm and a leg for being there.
Yeah.
And
sometimes, you know, it just explodes.
But if you're chill, like, I think that's one of the places where there's, like, a community, the island community, as it were, that's separate from the tourists. Like Guam. If you go to Guam, you'll never really have to pay for
there's very
food
few,
ever.
Like,
you can
native
go to
Hawaiians now.
Hmm?
There's like very few native Hawaiians. That's really sad, actually.
A moment of silence for Hawaii. What's my
actually? One thing I have to say about Hawaii is like every time I hear Hawaii, it just makes me think about the time I was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching all of Hawaii like on fucking fire, like all, whatever volcano was like erupting, like there was just show. I just seen footage of Hawaii just while I was in jail. Like that's what we were watching on the news.
I'll take things that make me happy. I'm in jail for 500, Alex.
You know what's funny? Most of us were like, man, let us on that island. We'll fight the fires. Like we'll do it right now.
Used to do that with prisoners. They'd cool, be like, dude. Hey, go into this severely dangerous situation because your life isn't as valuable and you're willing to risk more.
You got time for a little anecdote on that, on prison labor?
I think so.
Yeah. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So when I was in jail, I got what, like, they allowed work crew, right? So you got to go do, like, work stuff, like, and they'd, like, you'd be out in the real world in your jail clothes, but with boots on, and they'd make you work. And it was cool because you got to go outside.
Like a work crew.
Yeah. Trustees, whatever was what they were called. And I got to be one for a little while, and it was late at night. It was, like, 3 in the morning, and one of the sheriff's deputies, one of the new new sheriff's deputies, young cat, like 20-something years old, was driving the sheriff cruiser. He was texting and driving, going 15 miles above the speed limit while it was raining. And he wrecked the cruiser into a fence and took out a telephone pole.
Ha.
Right? And in the fence was like, behind the fence was horses and cattle and stuff, you know, like, you know, it was like a farm. And he took the telephone pole out and it took the power out. So we, the trustees, had to get up at 3 a.m. to go get the barbed wire off of this cop car, help get it un- get it out. Fix the fence, keep the horses and cattle getting out, you know, go do all this shit at 3 a.m. So, and where it was located, where this happened was, when we got to the location, I got out the car and I looked, and my parents' welding shop, you know, where my my parents' business, where my parents lived, like in an RV at the time, I could take a rock and I could literally throw it across the road and hit the my parents' welding shop. You know, and it's 3 a.m. I've been in jail for 4 or 5 months at this point, you know, and I'm just like, there's my home. There's my parents right there. What the fuck? And anyway, the jail administrator gave us each a pack of cigarettes, me and my
Wow.
Yeah, he gave us a pack of cigarettes.
They pay you in like, a pack of cigarettes?
Dude, they're not supposed to at all. So sorry, fuck you, Sabine County. Anyway, they can eat my ass. They know who I'm talking about.
I hope they listen.
But no, they gave me Mike Olson was really cool. He was a really cool jail administrator. He's no longer the jail administrator there. But he gave us both a pack of cigarettes, and like the whole time we were working, like the whole rule was just don't bring them back in the jail, and we never did. You know, they were smoked before they ever got back to the jail. We would smoke. He gave us a pack of Cools, the blue pack, the menthols. Yum. And we would chug them cigarettes, bro. It was awesome. Anyway, that's just a fun story about how they would use us to do fucking crazy labor at like 3 a.m. Like this out of the county jail, they would come grab us inmates to make
us. Does that lessen your time?
No, it didn't lessen my time. Well, they shaved off like a... Well, okay, so I was supposed to be in jail for 2 years. But they gave me 2 for 1, which is each of my days counted as 2 days. And they gave me time served.
Yes, they gave you 1 year.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit way of doing it.
So they gave me 2 for 1, which is...
We're not going to give you 1 year in jail. We're going to give you 2 years in jail. But each day is 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
chill.
They gave me time served. They gave me time served for the time that I spent in county waiting to go to court. So the amount of time, like from the time I got arrested to the time I actually went to court was like 4 months, like almost 4 months. So I sat in county before I ever even like, hey, you're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of shit.
Damn.
So, well, no, it started with like I got set up and
Dakota stares into the into the void.
It was a lot of shit.
We'll run through it real quick. We'll run through Dakota's charges, and this is a fast track. This is just remind everybody. I got a delivery of marijuana less than 1 ounce. I sold 7 grams of marijuana for $100 to a close friend of mine, and that friend of mine was wearing a wire given to him by the Drug Task Force of Sabine County, because that friend of mine got caught with a gram, and instead of getting like the ticket that they would have got for it, he snitched out 3 people and wore a wire on them, including me and his cousin. Yeah. Anyway, so I got set up selling 7 grams of weed for $100. If I would have received one more dollar, or if I would have sold 0.1 of a gram, it would have been escalated to a felony. Oh. But what I got was a class A misdemeanor, the highest misdemeanor, right? So I was like, cool, bet. And I went to turn myself in. I had to turn myself in for that, because I sometime after that I didn't know it even happened. Right, so that I didn't even know that happened, and I like a year later I was calling about a ticket that I got for driving without a license. So I was calling the courthouse to be like, hey, I know that I got caught with driving without a license. I was just going to see if I have a warrant for that yet because I haven't paid the ticket. And they were like, yeah, you have a warrant for that. And you also have a secret indictment here for a
secret.
They weren't supposed to tell me, but I knew the person that worked there. Yeah. Like, they were looking for me. They were trying to, like, knock in my door, but I had, like, moved. Like, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, all over some weed. They were, like, looking for me.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And,
I would not handle jail.
So, I turned myself in. I had to call the judge and be like, hey, I heard I had a secret indictment. And he was like, yeah, we've been looking for you. I was like, oh, really? And I bonded out from that, and then I went to court. I never even saw jail. We worked out a deal. I talked to the judge. He said, show up here with $500, and then you don't have to go to – yeah, I had to show up with a bondsman and $500.
I was like, okay, a bondsman. I was like, that's sketchy.
Yeah,
like,
I had to show up with a –
In the Walgreens parking lot with a brown paper bag, $600, and you're free to go.
Yeah, so I just went and bonded at my
unmarked non-sequential bills.
Booked in, booked out, you know, fingerprinted, all that shit. And then I paid $500, got out of jail, free card, whatever, not really. And then I had to go to court. And I went to court for that, and the judge was like, hey, can you not smoke weed for a year? Because we're going to drug test you every month. And can you stay out of trouble for a year? And I was like, yeah, dude, I promise. And they were like, okay, we'll give you probation. We'll give you a year of probation. And I was like, sick, awesome, I can do a year of probation. I just got off my last year of probation. Y'all know how good I am at probation. And
I'm probationational.
Yeah.
Professional.
And then exactly 2 weeks after that, I went back to visit my mom in that same county, and I was bringing her a bunch of dabs. And I got caught. The second I was trying to leave the county, like, they pulled me over. They had a drug dog.
Mm.
The
drug dog smelled the dabs?
Dude, it was bad. Like, I had my girlfriend with me. Like,
did you have, like, flour on you? Or
I had
dabs?
Flour. I had a bong.
Okay.
I had a torch. I had a blowtorch in, like, a big giant bottle of butane in my trunk.
Obviously, you had, like, all the things.
Yeah,
but I didn't know if drug dogs could smell.
So after I'm already in handcuffs for that shit, the dabs got on his finger, the cop's finger, and he was like, "Is this gonna get me high? If this gets me high, it'll be another charge." And he slams me to the ground, put my face on the concrete. My girlfriend's freaking out, like, they beat the shit out of me, dude. And then you know what's funny? I talked to them. It is so awesome. I talked them into dropping my girlfriend off at my parents' house and, like, taking me to jail. Huh. I was like, "Y'all, dude, she didn't know nothing, bro. I promise, man. She didn't know shit. Drop her off at my mom and dad's." And, like, I had to, like, I was in the back seat with her, and they let her out at my parents', and I had to go to jail. I was like, fuck. Anyway, enough story time with Dakota. I'm sorry. I got on it. I've never got to tell that one on the air. That one's fun. It's a stupid story.
I mean, I'll personally never forgive you.
Wait, for what?
No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. You're like, oh, I'm sorry I had to tell this story on my radio show. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you got to hear it. But it's just to show you how ridiculous, like, Texas is and, like, you know, the marijuana laws, you know? Like, they had, like, I was, okay, so after I got all of my documents unsealed, like, I got to read all of my documents, like, on.
Ooh, cool.
Because they were building a case on me. They had been building a case on me since I was 14 years old. Yeah, because I had been involved in, like, you know, I can talk about this now because it's almost 7 years after the fact. You know, all my documents are, you know, they're it's all public information at this point.
Sure.
So they were building a case on me since I was, like, 14 years old for drug trafficking. Because my cousins and people that I was affiliated with were, like, we were moving weight in small town Texas, you know, like, pounds of weed,
sure,
and stuff like that. And, you know, allegedly, whatever. But since I was 14, they were building a case on me, the Sabine County Drug Task Force. And then eventually I was being watched by the DEA when I was, like, 16, when I was, like, 16, 17. And then the DEA was like, dude, this kid, he's in high school. He's doing all these good shits, like, because, you know, I was still doing really good.
A high schooler?
Yeah.
Weed?
Yeah. And That case got closed, and then it got reopened again once I turned 18, and they could get me with felonies.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that's when from 18 to 21, it took them till I was it was a week after my first birthday to finally catch me with a felony, and then I all said and done, I spent a year in jail, paid a lot of money, now I'm no longer a criminal.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been arrested?
No.
No? You ever told a cop to go fuck themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Do you know it's really stupid? I like Ron White.
Yeah.
You remember how he told the cops he had the alias, like they call me Tater Salad or whatever?
Uh-huh.
My dumbass, like, apparently blacked out on Xanax, have told the police that I've had aliases. So when I got arrested, they're like, "Do you have any aliases?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "Are you sure? Does Derek Nielsen, Neil Derrickson, or James Baxter ring a bell to you?" I was like, "Yeah, those are all my aliases, I guess."
I just haven't used them anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up in like five. I spent this whole time talking about my stupid stories.
Hey man, it's okay. I'll come back.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to talk about.
We got
anyway.
Emily up in here. Woo! Got Wolfie. You want to say hi on the podcast? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Come talk. Come hop. Yeah, let me get you on three.
What up, podcast? How we doing?
Yeah, this is called Trust Me, My Friend's an Expert.
Trust Me, My Friend's an Expert?
Yeah, what are you an expert on?
Ooh, I'm an expert on...
Nope, took you too long.
Damn,
you're not
it,
even,
I fucking
you're not
blew
even
it.
An expert
I have been arrested.
What'd you get arrested
Ooh,
for?
Explain.
I got arrested for punching a security guard at USC.
Yeah.
Why'd you punch the security
do?
Guard?
Because we had just won a championship, and he wouldn't let me jump in the pool to celebrate.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Okay, dude. How many White Claws did you have that day?
Dude, I actually wasn't even that drunk. I was genuinely mad.
Was this a water polo championship?
Yeah. This is a water polo championship.
Oh, I've heard you talk about
water polo. Oh, for water polo? Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
oh, wait. Yeah. If you win a water polo championship, they won't let you jump in the pool?
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Bad. And it was at USC, which is in downtown LA. USC is like a really famous college, but it's in the ghetto. Like, it's in downtown LA. It's in a... So I went to, like, fuck me in the ass, like, jail. Like, I went to, like, a really bad jail. And I got,
I've done that. I've been there.
Yeah. At first, they just took me to the police station. I thought it was going to be a misdemeanor. And it turned out he wasn't actually a security guard. It turned out he was actually the director of athletics. And so they charged me with a felony instead.
Whoa.
And then I went to jail.
Public worker, bro. Public servant, right?
Yeah. There's like a law. It's like the same thing as assaulting a police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So he works for the. He's a teacher.
Yeah.
So he falls under that category.
Dude,
so my crime was worse.
If you fucking hit an old person, it's like beating up a kid. It's the same crime. It's the same crime. Old people are considered protected citizens.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've. I've had more encounters like. With muni cops than regular cops, and that's just because they try and make me pay for the bus. Allegedly. sorry, I pay for the bus.
I watched them harass a Hispanic family off the bus earlier, and it pissed me off.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. I feel stupid when I I've been paying for the bus. I'm new here. I feel stupid every time I pay for the bus.
Well, you should feel stupid.
You just have to remember that muni cops are not actual police officers. So unless they have an actual police officer with them, you can just say nope and walk away.
Like they're not allowed to arrest you?
Nope.
They're not allowed to touch you.
No, they're muni agents. They're not. Law enforcement.
Yeah, they're just like employees or whatever.
Yeah. The same kind, like a security guard.
It's like a security
can't
guard
grab you. Same shit.
Yeah. They're just dressed like a cop, vaguely.
Uh huh. And they got in a fight. It's because when the protests were happening, you remember when the protests were getting real bad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, who was it? So many injustices have happened. So
are you thinking of George Floyd? No,
I think it might have been George Floyd, but essentially the muni was like, we're not gonna give cops a ride to the riot because people were they were getting physical with people who were just protesting, and then on Twitter the SFPD and muni had like a fight.
Really?
Oh my God. They were like, well, good luck enforcing your ticket. You know, and then they were like, me.
Well, so they were just doing the same shit everyone else is doing during
COVID.
Their
they were departments just, were having a pitter-patter.
Right. Well, that was COVID, man. That was everyone was doing
now
that.
You
it was
barely,
crazy.
You barely see muni officers with police officers nowadays.
Oh, there used to be like a cop in the subway.
Sometimes. On the bus lines. There's more. There's still BART cops.
Okay.
I think they,
I really appreciate. Muni.
I think they have more officers
muni.
Than the muni buses do.
Sure.
But every now and again, they would have a police officer with them, essentially to be like, so you couldn't just walk away, so they could give you the ticket.
Gotcha.
But so you could still just be like, hey. My name is blank, blank, blank. I don't have my ID. And if the police officer didn't ask you to show your ID.
Really? Is that simple? You can just say, I don't have my ID, and they can't. And then they just go, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an actual police officer, they can, then they can go, like, okay, we'll take you down to the station to identify you.
Right, all right,
guys.
Gotcha.
But they still couldn't get it without a warrant.
That's the most boring conversation I've ever heard about. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. What I've got from today's conversation is that Spencer's an expert on saying fuck the police, improv, and listening to my stories. I really appreciate that. That meant a lot to me.
The good stories.
We got Wolfie here.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you'll come on next episode.
Cool.
Come all over it. but yeah, this has been.
I don't think I'm not gonna come back.
Yeah,
even if you don't invite me.
This has been. This has been. Trust me, my friend's an expert, and I love you all.
And with a burp. That's what they say. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right. But when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, honey, take me for a spin. So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth and Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
You might say no directions. Right, this is what you get. Keep it a body, but you be my bow. What
model is it? I am. Do you not hear me testing?
He rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard.
gets that hurt, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Of swimming through a sea of parted casks, are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Holy Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakhasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission. Every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free! For free!
Get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday,
6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
Come watch your favorite John Hughes 80s films through a whole new lens. We'll have the subtitles on and the volume low while a panel of feminists critique these beloved movies that shaped a generation with sexist, classist, homophobic, racist plots and characters and settings, along with a healthy dose of damage property. Hosted by staunch feminist Pam Benjamin at Mutiny Radio, join us 2:15 for 16 Candles with Warren Kraut and Emma Brennan. 3:01, The Breakfast Club with Spencer Devine and Dominic Delgadillo. 3:15, Pretty in Pink with Nina G and Allison Reynolds. And 3:28, Some Kind of Wonderful with Mel Michelle. Hey, it's really exciting. We're going to be here 2781 21st Street screening John Hughes films with you, 6 o'clock every other Wednesday, Mutiny Radio.
Hey, kids, it's your pal, Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man. Artemis Spider-Man. But I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino. I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got Slum Schlemiels doing the laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck. And donate $2 to $5 on, hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Hold on. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'll drown in on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value. And the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in whosthatlive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in. You can go to whosthatlive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in the raffle, I guess.
True Productions.
Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Bar on Dolores, at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is... Happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down, be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio, happy hour.
2781 21st Street, happy hour, Mutiny Radio, .fm, here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers, pick your posteriors up off the pavement, pack up your pins and patches, and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday, only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal,